Ryan, turned out to be a long day in the field for Durham, but I suppose to be expected with a team battling for their first division survival.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously Collie decided he wanted a ball. There was some overhead conditions early on. I think it was probably the right decision. I think we were unlucky early on not having them a couple down. It's a strange wicket as well. So I think the overheads this morning, if we could have gotten 2-3 down early and made inroads, it would have been a different day, but that wasn't the case.
It's been a funny day in that you've had the floodlights on all day. It's felt muggy 1 minute and then quite overcast and misty the next. And 1 minute it looks like it's a really easy wicket to bat on. The next the ball's going around corners.
Yeah, with the lights on all day, it felt like a little bit of an artificial light. And there was times where it was pretty dark, but I mean, there's periods where we played through it and it was darker, and then to come off would have been a bit of a shame, especially with what they've got on the line as well. You don't really want to see 30, 40 overs lost because it's pretty dark. The light's done the job for most of the day. But I think when their lads got in, they pressed on. Two lads got 90. I think it looks pretty difficult to get in on once you're in. It's like any other way. It looks like a decent cricket pitch, bit of spin, bit of up and down for the seamers. So it should be an interesting 3 days to come.
You took 3 wickets, you went for a few runs as well, but you've bowled a lot more overs than anybody else today. You were on there for a long time, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's pretty expensive. There's no denying that. But it's a learning curve, 30-odd overs in the day. We tried things with the fields. They were pretty aggressive from ball one, so especially against the spin. I think they thought it was going to spin, so they wanted to kind of try and put me and Borthwick on the back foot, which is fair enough. But we were trying to take wickets all day. We're trying to spin the ball hard with the field in. That means your margin for error is pretty slim. And then when you haven't really got the men out on the boundaries, stopping the boundaries, if it gets through, it's 4. So that's the nature of it. It's a massive learning curve. And obviously, 4 wickets to get tomorrow, go again.
Thinking back, probably the last time you bowled as many overs as this in a day would have been here last year when you got a 5-for, wasn't it? I think career best figures here in the drawn match last July.
Yeah, I think it will have been. Obviously a different game scenario that with us pushing for the win and them trying to draw, so they weren't as aggressive. But I haven't bowled that many overs for a long time, but it's still good to get that many overs under the belt. 3-for obviously would have liked to have been for a lot less runs, but it is what it is now.
Been difficult for you in the recent weeks because you played at Headingley, then you weren't involved last week, you come back into the side this week, you've been in and out of the team in recent weeks trying to just get a rhythm up again and get into some kind of strides. Half the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it was difficult. We came straight from the finals day, having a period of white ball cricket, and then I split my webbing like the day after finals day, and that was the third ball of a 3-day game for the second team. So a limited red ball cricket going into the Headingley game, where I actually felt like I bowled all right, got some runs, and then obviously missed out last week. But it was a chance to go back into the nets and go back to the drawing board, work on some things, which isn't the worst thing. So nice to get the nod for this game and hopefully press on with the ball. Obviously still got another innings to go and get some runs, hopefully.
And although you're safe, you could still have a say in who goes down and who stays up.
Yeah, well, I think we're not really concentrating on that. We're just concentrating on winning the game. Obviously, our ambition now is to finish 4th. That's what we want to try and push for. So what will be for the rest of the sides, I'd imagine.